Unit 12. Reflections on Life.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. The following is a passage with 10 mistakes. Listen to the passage and correct the mistakes based on what you get from the tape. Then discuss your answer with your neighbor.
I was born across the street from the public library, and in my memory it remains my favorite spot in my hometown. When I was 6, I learned to read. From the beginning, language seemed like magic to me. Recently I read that Freud said, "Words and magic were in the beginning one and the same thing, and even today words retain much of their magical power." During the Christmas season of 1927, when I was a sophomore in high school, I hung out in the street with other kids my age. The weather was so harsh we played indoors, and after swimming and running and tumbling, we became bored. I suggested we hold a contest to see who could keep a diary the longest. My challenge was accepted by two of my friends. One wrote his diary for 2 weeks, the other 3 months, and here I am, still writing mine when I am 50. It has taught me that one way to find the truth is to tell the truth.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and discuss with your partner the following questions. 1. Why did the author start to write a diary? 2. What did he learn from writing a diary?
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the poem and then fill in the blanks with what you get from the tape.
On Life, Maya Angelou. When you see me sitting quietly, like a sack left on the shelf, don't think I need your chattering. I'm listening to myself. Hold, stop, don't pity me. Hold, stop your sympathy. Understanding if you got it, otherwise I'll do without it. When my bones are stiff and aching, and my feet won't climb the stair, I will only ask one favour. Don't bring me a rocking chair. When you see me walking, stumbling, don't study and get it wrong, 'cause tired doesn't mean lazy, and every goodbye isn't gone. I'm the same person I was back then. A little less hair, a little less chin, a lot less lungs, a much less wind. But aren't I lucky I can still breathe in. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the poem again and then discuss in groups to find out the poet's opinion about life.